from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Covering everything sports every day. 105.7 The Fan.
Joe uses some Friday music. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Shovels at 9 o'clock, but right now, Steve Young says the Ravens are partial blame for Lamar Jackson's early passing issues. He said that on a football podcast.
His arc of his career has been slowed by the Baltimore's fanaticism with the run. They have come out of that trance, and they're trying to transition. This was the transition year. I thought that Lamar has tried to lead his game into a more sophisticated passing game, which is what he needs to be the one of the best that ever played, which I've said many times. So I'm going to take this as a transition season, which I thought was very successful. Obviously, the championship game was a complete bummer, but it doesn't negate the advancement that they've made as an organization to give Lamar Jackson a chance to be the greatest that ever played. He can't get there unless you allow him to be a sophisticated passer of the football. They got the coach. They're trying to develop. They need more help at wide receiver. They need another tight end. Look at the talent that Brock Purdy has. Give Lamar Jackson that talent around him. Ask him to be a sophisticated passer, and you will not be able to stop him in any shape or form.
I could not agree with him more. This is such an archaic offense here. It is unbelievable. It's elementary school offense. It always has been that. Hopefully they turn in the corner. But, the only thing exciting about the Ravens offense over the last 5 years has been Lamar. That's it.
You got that right.
There's nothing else that's exciting about the offense. It is basic, fundamental offense that Pop Warner coaches could figure out. Seriously. And that's no that's no indictment on Pop Warner coaches. There'd be no NFL players if not for them. But It's so basic, man.
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
Guys with other full-time jobs who coach football on the side can figure out their offense.
Yeah. He was the only reason to watch that offense, honestly. When was he going to break off a 60-yard run?
I think if you honestly listen to what Steve Young's saying there, it makes total sense because, you think about Lamar. Year one, I watched that option offense, and they can call it whatever they wanted, but that's basically what it was.
It was.
And then watched how he grew and how much better he got in the offseason, getting a grasp of the offense and then allowing them to change it. And especially once you started to put some talent around him, you see what he can do. And you could poke holes in his game, and I think most of these guys, like I could poke holes in Pat Mahomes' game.
Yeah.
They're small holes, but I could poke them.
The only ones you can.
the problem is, honestly, when you look at what the Ravens were doing, It was like almost like they were saying, hey, we got to handle him with kid gloves. And instead of, what have we talked about in the baseball side of things? It's one thing to draft good players, but you got to develop them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is part of his development.
So you think they handled him with kid gloves. Ed, I don't think that's what he did.
I don't either. I think they didn't have confidence in him.
You think they didn't have confidence in him?
Yep.
I think we're saying the same. You and I are saying the same thing.
I'm not. I don't think they could figure it out. I think it was their incompetence. I don't think it's a lack of confidence. You don't put that much responsibility on a young man that you have no confidence in. I think they're incompetent of developing a quarterback. I do. I don't think they knew how to do it because they've never been. They got Joe Flacco. I think the Ravens are part of the problem with Joe Flacco, to be honest with you. I think Flacco could have been a more polished and more accomplished passer if they knew how to develop quarterbacks. Joe Flacco, when he came in here as a rookie, he was obviously the best quarterback in training camp. Obviously. I don't even know why. They should have left Bowler and Troy Smith to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Bowler was, Flacco was obviously, hands down, head and shoulders, more talented than those guys.
Yeah.
They never developed him. They didn't. And
I was doing another show with other people. Weinman called me. I had him on from training camp. He went out there that day.
Uh-huh.
He goes, yeah, they can't, but you got to see this kid from Delaware. He has an arm on him.
Yes.
Like, really? It's like, that's how noticeable it was.
Like, I don't know why they're talking about these other two guys. You got a new coach, new quarterback, roll with it. And the stars and the moon lined up, and he was the guy from day one. But to me, I don't think it's about trust. I don't think about kid gloves. I don't think about any of those things. I don't think they knew how to do it.
Didn't he start because of a sickness and an injury?
Yeah, sickness and an injury. Right? So arm injury for Bowler, sickness.
You got the flu or something?
No, he had tonsils, right?
Tonsillitis.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Well, to your point, though, and what you're talking about, not knowing how to do it, what was the story with them for the longest time? They didn't know how to draft receivers. To me, getting receivers in here that you can pair with your quarterback, that's part. Like, if you look at Pat Mahomes, what are you going to say you want? You want somebody that can get down the field in a hurry and let him throw it up, right? Because that fits his needs. How many times have we talked about, I don't know that Hollywood Brown's going to, he wasn't happy here because he wasn't getting the bulk of the targets. And then you look at these other guys, you're like, I got so many mouths to feed, but you want to run the ball at least 58% of the time because they're so good at running the football. But in this league, it's telling you it should be 60-40 the other way, just based on it. Like, if you were going to take what they were doing in the AFC Championship game by going, hey, these are the looks you're getting, then you would say, hey, if those are the looks you're getting, why aren't you throwing the football more all season long?
Can I give you an example of what I mean by this team, this organization not knowing how to develop a passing game? Anquan Boldin got here at the age of 30. He came here with two consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. In fact, he had his first five out of his first 7 years in the NFL were 1,000-yard seasons. The only time he didn't was because of injuries. All right, he came here at 30, and instantly he went to an 800-yard receiver. And we said, well, we didn't get the Anquan Boldin that was in Arizona. He's just not. Maybe he lost a step. And he played here for 3 years, and he never had 1,000 yards. At the age of 33, he went to San Francisco. Guess what he did in San Francisco his first 2 years? Mm-hmm. Had 1,000 yards. Mm-hmm. So he comes here all of a sudden. He doesn't look like that guy anymore. He goes away older, and he's that guy again. I just, to me, it's this organization has never shown the ability to develop a sophisticated passing game. You know why? Because I don't think they want to. I don't. I think from the top early on with Ozzie, they definitely didn't want to because you hired Brian Billick, who came from a sophisticated offense, and instantly you became a defensive team.
But to Rob's point, this team took Jim Caldwell, who'd never been an offensive coordinator, and made him an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And then had it not been for the Lions wanting to sign him for whatever reason, he would have been fired.
Yeah, absolutely.
You look at the offensive minds that they've had come in here. Greg Roman was great at the running game. This has been a predominantly run-heavy offense since what? The Ravens came – since they came to Baltimore? I mean, this is – well, Jamal I shouldn't Lewis. Say this. Probably since their second or third season getting to Baltimore. But you're right. Probably since the Super Bowl years, and it's just been run-heavy. And that's what they focused on. Felt like that was their strength. But you're not getting any better. It's like, Rob, you teach. If you taught kids, you had a kid come in the gym, showed up every day, and played every day, they're going to get better, right? Just by showing up.
Yeah.
But if they're not working on the right things, how much better are they going to get? I need you to get in there and work on your left hand. I need you to get in there and shoot free throws. I need you to get in there and work on ball handling, not just shooting three-pointers.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to work on it all. You got to develop it all. And I just and Ed, I don't know whether it's a combination. I don't know whether it's they don't know how to, they don't want to, or a combination of the two.
I don't know if people are ever going to know. Because the same reason you're not going to know about the championship game last year. Seriously, they're not going to give you an answer about that.
Not a good one.
No.
Not a good one. And I'm so glad Steve Young said it. For those of you who are just tuning in, Steve Young says the Ravens held. Hey, can we roll that again before we get out of here, Joe? Steve Young, you know, talked about what he thought held Lamar Jackson back from being that top notch pass. And he said this on a football podcast.
His arc of his career has been slowed by the Baltimore's fanaticism with the run. They have come out of that trance and they're trying to transition. This was the transition year.
Yep.
I thought that Lamar has tried to lead his game into a more sophisticated passing game, which is what he needs to be one of the best that ever played, which I've said many times. So I'm going to take this as a transition season, which I thought was very successful. Obviously, the championship game was a complete bummer, but it doesn't negate the advancement that they've made as an organization to give Lamar Jackson a chance to be the greatest that ever played. He can't get there unless you allow him to be a sophisticated passer of the football. They got the coach. They're trying to develop. They need more help at wide receiver. They need another tight end. Look at the talent that Brock Purdy has. Give Lamar Jackson that talent around him. Ask him to be a sophisticated passer, and you will not be able to stop him in any shape or form.
They have that other tight end on the roster already, Isaiah Likely. They just have to learn how to use him along with Mark Andrews, and not use that either-or offense.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.